disciples traveling.
13章14節講到兩個門徒正在行路嘅時候,
they were traveling from Jerusalem to the city of Emmaus.
他們由耶路撒冷去以馬忤節,
they were much perplexed.
他們是非常之的困擾,
their Savior was crucified and buried.
他們的救主是被釘又被撞,
and they heard something about His resurrection.
他們是聽了一些關於他復活的事,
but they haven't seen Him.
但他們沒有見過他,
so there was a big question mark in their heart.
所以在他們的心中有一個很大的問號,
and then, in verse 15,
這樣在15節那裡呢,
all of a sudden, Jesus revealed Himself to them.
忽然間耶穌向他們顯現,
but in verse 16, the Bible tells us, again, they knew not that He was the Lord.
但是第16節那裡說他們不認識他,
just like Mary did.
就好像瑪利亞一樣,
did not know Jesus.
他不認識神,
and so in the following verses, there was a conversation between them.
在以下的經文裡面講到他們有一個談話,
they still did not know Jesus.
他們仍然都不認識耶穌.
Finally, Jesus expounded the scripture to them.
最後耶穌就向他們講解聖經,
and then Jesus stayed with them.
耶穌和他們在一起,
and they were in the supper table.
他們在一起吃晚餐,
Jesus broke the bread.
耶穌擘餅,
while He was breaking the bread,
當他正在擘餅的時候,
while He was giving the bread to them,
當他將餅給過他們的時候,
after they received it,
當他們接受了之後,
the Bible tells us, all of a sudden their eyes were cleared.
聖經告訴我們知, 忽然間他們的眼睛就明亮了,
and there was again a great recognition.
再一次他們認識耶穌.
What was the reason of this recognition?
他們為何會認得耶穌呢?
What was the reason that the two disciples did not know Christ?
為何他們這兩個門徒不認得主呢?
Today we're going to talk about it a little bit.
今天我們是要談論這個問題.
We're also going to talk about the emphasis in this chapter,
我們也是講到在這段聖經裡面一個重點,
which is chapter, which is verse 49.
就是第49節.
I want you to look at it.
請大家看一看.
Beginning from 36 to 49, the Bible tells us Jesus revealed to the disciples as a group.
由36節到第49節, 我們看到耶穌是向門徒眾人來顯現.
He spoke to the whole group.
他向一群的人來顯現.
And then finally in verse 49,
最後在49節呢,
and Jesus said to the whole group,
耶穌就對這班門徒說,
He said, that which the Father has promised you, I will have it descend upon you.
他說,
therefore, you should wait, you should tarry in the city,
所以你要在城裡等候,
until you receive the power from on high.
直至你領受從上頭來的能力.
We have a great area to cover this morning.
今早我們有一個很大的範圍是要講到的.
We have only three more times in the morning.
我們只有三個早上.
Therefore, we have to go rather quickly.
所以我們要講得比較快一些.
And therefore, I also need your concentration.
要大家很集中.
Because yesterday, somebody said to me,
因為昨天有人跟我說,
that we know you're going to Hong Kong pretty soon.
我知道你很快就會去香港.
And we want to give you more work to do.
所以呢,我要給多些東西做.
They added onto me a workshop yesterday.
他們又給一個, workshop,
they add also another a Baptist, no, I'm sorry, the communion service tomorrow.
有一個呢,是,
and we have much ground to cover. This morning we're going to talk about this great recognition and also the work of the Holy Spirit.
我們今天是講到這個門徒他們怎樣認識主和聖靈的工作.
Tomorrow we're going to talk about the calling of discipleship and the content of discipleship.
明天我們要講到神對門徒的呼召和我們作門徒的內容是什麼呢?
And here, these two disciples, they were perplexed They did not know what to do.
在这里我们看到这两个门徒，他们很困扰，他们不知道怎么做。
Jesus was buried.
耶稣已经被葬了。
And they heard that he was resurrected.
他们听到他是已经复活。
But they had not seen him themselves.
但是他们看不到他，未曾见过他。
There was a question in their heart.
他们心中有一个疑问。
Is he really resurrected?
他是不是真的已经复活了呢？
Could he really be risen again?
他是不是真的能够是已经复活呢？
What is the future for us?
我们的将来是怎样的呢？
We followed him for some time.
我们已经跟从过他。
But now we couldn't see him.
但现在我们见不到
他。They were in such a sorrow.
他们心里面很难过。
Therefore, when Jesus revealed himself to them,
所以当耶稣向他们显现的时候呢，
they knew him not.
他们就不认识他了。
We can say that these two disciples were blinded by circumstances.
我们可以说这两个门徒是被环境所蒙蔽。
We can also say that they were blinded by spiritual ignorance.
我们也可以说他们的灵里面是愚昧。
Yesterday we said Mary was blinded by her emotions.
昨天我们说到玛利亚是被情感所遮蔽。
And today we see these disciples were blinded by their immediate circumstances.
今天我们看到这两个门徒被他们四周围的环境所遮蔽。
This is very true to you and I today.
这个是对你和我都是很真实的。
Many times we are blinded by the things around us.
很多时候我们被我们周围的事物来到蒙蔽我们。
We meet some difficulties.
我们遇到一些困难。
Or we failed in our exam.
可能我们考试肥佬。
Then we begin to lose faith in God.
于是我们对神就失了信心。
We began to doubt about God.
于是我们就怀疑神。
Is he really faithful?
他是不是真的信实的呢？
Does he really love me?
他是不是真的爱我呢？
Why does he permit this thing to happen?
为什么他容许这样的事发生？
I know a brother a few years ago.
我认识一个弟兄很多年之前。
One of the family members died.
他家里面有一个人是过了身。
Before that person died, he really prayed.
在这个人未离世之前，他真的很恳切的祈祷。
But nevertheless, that person died.
但无论怎样，这个人离开世界。
That was a crushing blow to this brother.
这个是对他一个很大的打击。
He doesn't go to church anymore.
他就不再去教会里面了。
And then people ask him why.
那有人问他为什么呢？
He said, you used to tell me God is a God of love.
你时时都告诉我神是一个慈爱的神。
If he is a God of love, why he permit my brother die?
如果他是一个慈爱的神，为什么他容许我的兄弟死呢？
I don't want to go to church anymore.
我 不想再去礼拜堂了。
We've seen this thing happen again and again.
我们看见这些事情再次再次地发生。
Many times our faith and our feelings toward God is affected by our environment.
很多时候我们的信心和我们对神的感受是受我们的环境所影响。
As if all our environmental happenings has to suit our taste.
似乎好像我们周围的环境是应该是跟着来到适合我们的口味。
As if everything around us has to be pleasing to us before we trust in God.
似乎呢，我们在未我们信靠神之前，我们的环境要能够呢讨我们的喜欢。
Many times, when the environment is not right, we revenge on God.
当我们的环境不对路的时候，我们时时呢就向神报复了。
Sometimes even when some people around us, they did something wrong to us, we revenge to God.
甚至有的时候，我们周围的人对我们不住的时候，我们反而向神来到报复。
He's a Christian for 10 years. He did this thing to me. I'm not going to church anymore.
他呢做了基督徒十年了，我呢他这样做，我呢以后都不去礼拜堂了。
Many times when some people did something wrong to us, we revenge to God.
很多时候人对我们不住的时候，我们就向神报复。
Many times our eyes are blinded by our environment.
很多时候我们的眼睛是被环境所遮蔽。
The same thing with these two disciples.
同样的事情发生在这两个门徒身上。
Because of the environment, there is some sorrow, there is some gloominess, therefore they fail to see Christ.
因为环境的缘故，他们是觉得悲伤，他们觉得难过，故此他们看不到主耶稣。
And Jesus had mercy upon them.
但是耶稣对他们有怜悯。
He began to talk with them about the scripture, everything concerning himself.
於是佢哋向佢哋講解聖經上面一切有關佢自己嘅事。
The scripture here uses a very forceful word. He expounded the scripture to them.
聖經裏面有一個非常之有力嘅字，就係話佢將聖經係講解俾佢哋聽。
In the original word, it is hermeneutas, which means to actually to open up the word, to open up the scripture.
在原文里面的意思呢，实际就是为将那个圣经来打开。
Sometimes I think how I covet, that I am one of those two disciples, that Jesus can personally open the scripture to me.
很多时候我真的希望我自己就是其中的一个门徒。以致耶稣能够将他的话向我打开。
And then Jesus stayed with them.
耶稣呢又同埋佢哋喺埋一齐。
How did he stay?
佢点样与佢哋一齐呢？
He waited until they invite him.
佢等待佢哋呢系邀请佢。
Because Jesus will never force himself upon anybody.
因为耶稣基督永远都唔系将佢自己系强迫有人邀请佢。
He would through the Holy Spirit move our hearts.
佢藉着圣灵感动我哋嘅心。
Until we are willingly to invite him to come in.
直至我哋愿意邀请佢进入嚟。
The day when we accept Christ as our Savior.
当我哋接受耶稣做救主嗰一天。
It was not that he forced himself inside of us.
唔系佢加我哋接受佢。
It was rather that he touched our heart. He moved us by his love.
而是他感动我们，藉着他的爱来感动我们。
Until the time we surrender ourselves to Him.
直至我们将我们自己完全的降服在他面前。
And we say, Lord Jesus, you are such a God of love.
我们说主耶稣啊，你是一个满有慈爱的神。
I invite you to come into my life.
我请你进入我的生命里面。
That was the way that Jesus came to anybody's life.
这个是耶稣进到每一个人的生命里面一个方法。
He waited until those two disciples to invite him to stay.
他是等这两个门徒请他留下来。
And then our Lord stayed with them.
于是我们的主就和他们在一起。
And then they sat down and had supper together.
他们坐下一起有晚餐。
And they still did not know that this was the Lord.
他们仍然都不知道这个就是主。
Until the time that Jesus took up the bread and broke the bread.
直到耶稣基督将饼拿起擘开的时候。
And then he gave the bread to them.
然后他将这些饼分过给他们。
At that moment, their eyes were opened.
在那一刹那他们的眼睛就打开了。
Why?
为什么呢?
Let me ask you this question. Why those disciples' eyes were opened at that moment?
为什么门徒的眼睛在那个时候打开呢?
Was it because they were too hungry before?
是不是因为他们太过饿呢?
What was the reason?
是什么原因?
There must be some valid reason.
一定有一个很大的原因。
The Bible didn't tell us the reason.
圣经没有将个原因告诉我们知。
We can only think in our mind.
我们只可以凭我们的头脑来想。
The breaking of bread represents the impartation of blessing.
擘饼是有祝福的意思。
Jesus gave them the blessing.
耶稣将祝福俾过佢哋。
You remember how Jesus fed the 5,000 people?
你记得耶稣点样喂饱五千人
？He broke the bread and the fish.
佢将饼同埋鱼擘开。
And then he sent them out.
于是佢就将佢哋分派。
He was the same hand that broke the bread at Emmaus.
亦于系同一对手系喺二万五千呢度嚟到擘饼。
It could also be that the disciples finally recognized those hands.
好可能呢门徒最终是认得这对手。
It could be that those two disciples, they were at the place when Jesus fed the 5,000.
我现在很可能这两个门徒是跟耶稣在一起当耶稣喂饱这五千人的时候。
It was possible that they recognized those two hands that had fed the 5,000, and today they're breaking the bread for them.
好可能他认得这对手曾经擘饼喂饱五千人。
We can only speculate the reason.
我们只可以在这里猜度。
But anyway, by the blessing of Jesus Christ, those two disciples' eyes were opened.
但是无论怎样，就是藉着耶稣的祝福，他们的眼睛是明亮了。
And then all of a sudden, Jesus disappeared.
但忽然间耶稣就不见了。
After he left those two disciples, he showed himself to the disciples in Jerusalem as a group.
当他离开这些门徒的时候，后来他又在耶路撒冷向众门徒来显现。
There he told them some very important thing.
喺嗰度佢哋对佢哋讲一啲非常重要嘅事。
Because Jesus knew that he is going back to his father soon。
因为耶稣知道佢好快要回到父嗰度去。
And before he leave them physically, he want them to know some very important things。
当佢嘅肉身未曾离开佢哋之前，佢想佢哋知道一啲好重要嘅事。
And one of the important things that he told them was in verse 49.
有一件非常重要嘅事就喺49节。
You shall tarry in this city.
你哋要留在城里边。
Namely, the city of Jerusalem.
就系耶路撒冷。
Until you are clothed, in Chinese, it say 领受 you receive. In the original meaning, you are clothed, you wear, you clothed.The spiritual power from on high.
中文圣经话，直到你哋领受，或者系原意里面就系穿上、戴上神嘅能力。
Until you are clothed by the power of the Holy Spirit.
直至你系穿戴上圣灵嘅能力。
Now, yesterday we mentioned a personal calling.
昨天我哋讲到一个个人嘅呼召。
A calling to be the children of God.
就是呼召我们成为神的儿女
calling us to be disciples
呼召我们成为神的门徒
calling us to follow him
呼召我们去跟从他
but the next question is
但另一个问题就是
how can we follow him
我们怎样跟从他呢
how can anyone follow Jesus
任何一个人我们怎样跟随耶稣呢
can we by our own strength to be a disciple of Christ
我们能不能靠着我们自己的力量成为耶稣的门徒呢
By our own power, we can serve God.
能不能靠着我们自己的力量去侍奉神呢
I think God has proven that time and time again, we shall fail.
我相信神已经屡次证明给我们看我们是会失败。
If anybody thinks that he can serve God by his own natural talent,
如果有人以为他藉着他自己本性里面的才干能够侍奉神
He should have a better understanding from the beginning.
他应该是从开始的时候有一个更清楚的认识
None of us can serve God, can become his disciple by our own strength.
没有一个人能够成为神的儿女能够侍奉他藉着自己的能力
If we want to serve the Lord, we must depend upon the power of the Holy Spirit.
如果我们要侍奉神我们一定要依靠圣灵的能力
But in recent years,
但在近年来呢,
there has been some difficulties
有一些困难,
among the churches concerning the topic of the Holy Spirit.
在教会当中, 有些人有对于圣灵这个问题有一些疑惑。
I think this is a very regrettable situation.
我觉得这个是很可惜的一件事。
It seems to me there are two extremes when people talk about the Holy Spirit.
我发觉当人讲到圣灵的时候有两个极端
And many young people have asked me about this question
有很多年轻人也是问及我有关这个问题
They are perplexed, they are troubled by this topic
他们呢是被这个问题来到搅扰
Because there are such a diverse interpretation in this area
因为有这么多这么纷纭的解释
What are the two extremes?
这两个极端是什么呢
One extreme isThey overemphasize on this area.
有一个极端呢，佢哋系俾太多太重视呢个问题。
Such as the baptism of the Holy Spirit or the speaking in tongues and so forth.
好似系受圣灵嘅洗，同埋呢系讲方言。
The other extreme is they never talk about the Holy Spirit.
另一个极端呢，佢就从来都唔讲到圣灵嘅。
Whenever somebody talk about the Holy Spirit, they'll say, "Oh, he is questionable."
当人一讲到圣灵呢，咁呢个人就话啊，佢有啲问题啊。
Many times we see these two extremes existing in the church.
我好多时候都见到喺教会里边有呢两个极端存在。
As an evangelical Christian, we should have a balanced understanding of the Holy Spirit.
我哋作系福音派嘅基督徒，我哋对于圣灵嘅真理应该系有好清楚嘅认识。
Without a balanced understanding, there will be something always lacking in our spiritual life.
如果我们没有一个平衡的认识我们属灵的生命里面是缺乏了一些东
西 Of course the time is too short for me to really to go into it
当然时间不是太多我不能够真真正正的是研究这个问题
But I would like to use some time this morning to talk about this matter
但是今早上我想用一些时间讲到这个问题
What do we mean by our spiritual life?
属灵的生命究竟怎么解呢
What did Jesus mean when he said You will receive the power from on high.
当耶稣对他们说你们将会领受从上头来的能力的时候是什么意思呢？
May the Lord help us this morning to have a balanced understanding.
求主帮助我们今早能够有一个平衡的认识。
You hear many times about this term, the gift of the Holy Spirit.
很多时候你们都听到这个名字，就是圣灵的恩赐。
You also heard about this term, the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
你也听到这个名字就是圣灵的果子。
I would like you to have a clear understanding as well as a balanced understanding in this matter.
我希望大家有一个很清楚和很平衡的认识。
I will pattern after Brother Tang to use this blackboard.
同时也都会是学唐先生的榜样，用这个黑板。
I think if we could have some understanding about the gift and the fruit of the Holy Spirit this morning, our time have been very much worthwhile.
如果我们今早我们能够分辨出圣灵的恩赐和圣灵的果子，我们的时间实在很有意思了。
On this side, we talk about the gift of the Holy Spirit.
一边我们是讲到圣灵的恩赐。
And on this side, we talk about the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
另一边我们讲到圣灵的果子。
What do we mean when we say the gift of the Holy Spirit?
当我们讲到圣灵的恩赐的时候，是什么意思呢？
What is the purpose of the gift?
一个恩赐有什么目的在其中呢？
We like to say the purpose that God gives spiritual gift to us is for our work, for our ministry to Him.
我说神将圣灵的恩赐给过我们的时候，是为了要作工，作成祂的工作。
So it is the external power to work for God.
这个就是对外的能力，工作的能力。
That is the purpose of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
这个就是圣灵恩赐的一个目的。
To give us the power to serve God.
这个恩赐是叫我们能够有工作，为神工作的能力。
We were afraid to testify, to open our mouths, to testify for the gospel.
很多时候我们不敢向人作见证。
And God gave us a gift. We have the power and the courage to open our mouths to testify.
咁神就俾一个恩赐我哋，我哋就有呢个胆量，有呢个能力，张口嚟到为佢作见证。
And what is the purpose? What is the purpose of the gift of the Holy Spirit?
咁
the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵嘅果子又有啲乜嘢嘅目的呢？
It is the inward change.Of life.
这个是内在生命的改变。
Our life will gradually be changed.
我们的生命是渐渐的改变。
That is why when you sometimes you see a person after become a Christian for a few years, the whole person changed.
就是这样，所以呢，你很多时候见到一个人信了耶稣几年之后，他整个人都不同了。
He was a very temperamental person before.
可能他是一个很情绪很不定的人。
Nobody dared to come close to him.
没人敢接近他。
But after he became a Christian for a few years, you feel the change of this person.
但是当他成为基督徒之后几年，你觉得这个人改变了。
This person began to have an inward change, an inward fruit of the Holy Spirit manifested.
这个人的内在是逐渐的改变，并且他开始是有圣灵的果子表现出来。
These are two different things.
这两样是完全不同的。
Some people have good gift, but have no fruit.
有些人有很有恩赐，但是没有果子。
You must understand the word fruit here is a different meaning, huh?
请大家留意这个果子呢有一个不同的意思。
The ordinary meaning is, we go out and testify for Christ,We win somebody to Christ, he become a Christian, we bear fruit for Christ.
我们普通的解释就是我们出去传福音，我们带领人归主，那他成为基督徒，那我们称为那个呢，我们是为他为神结了果子了。
That is the fruit of the gospel.
这个是福音的果子。
Here the fruit means something else.
现在我们讲到的果子呢是有不同的意思。
Here it means that the change, the result of our inward spiritual life.
这里我们讲到我们内里面生命，我们属灵的生命的改变。
The improvement, the progress of our inward spiritual life.
就是我们灵里面生命的长进。
And this we call the spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
这些我们称为圣灵的果子。
And these are two different things here.
这两样是完全不同的。
Some Christians, they have gifts. They know how to do things.
有些基督徒他很有恩赐，他知道怎样去做事。
But they are so lack of spiritual fruit.
但是他们是没有圣灵的果子。
Some people, he become a Christian for 10 years, he still have a very bad temper.
有些人做了基督徒十年，他的脾气依然都很坏。
He'd been a Christian most of his life. He still couldn't get along with people.
可能他做了基督徒差不多是很久，但是他依然都不能够跟人相处。
He has great ability to do many things.
他做事很有才干。
But he is lack of an inward change of life.
但是他的里面的生命是缺乏了这个改变。
And some Christians, you can see he has a real change in life.
我们看到有些基督徒真的有一个真正的生命的改变。
But somehow he is lack of spiritual gifts. He is lack of dynamic leadership.
可能他似乎没有圣灵的恩赐，他没有这个领袖的才干。
We must seek a balance between the two.
我们一定在这两者之间寻求到平衡。
If without a balance, then we are incomplete.
如果没有这个平衡呢，我们是不完全的。
That is why many times you see a person with great ability can preach, can do many things, but there are discrepancies in his life.
很多时候我们看到有些人很有恩赐，他能够讲道做很多的事，但在他的生命里面有很多不妥的地方。
So kind of imbalance between the two.
就是在这两者之间失了平衡了。
Our outward manifestation of power must be balanced with our inward growth of spiritual life.
我们外在所发出来的能力是应该与我们内里面的生命的长进是平衡的。
Otherwise, there will be an imbalance.
如果不是呢，我们就失去这个平衡。
For instance, the spiritual gift can enable us to preach or to testify.
举一个例，圣灵的恩赐能够使到我们为主作见证，使到我们能够讲道。
The gift of preaching.
我们是讲道的恩赐。
Not only stand at a platform to preach.
不是说在讲台上面讲道。
But to talk to people individually.
而是对人有个别的来到讲道。
The spiritual gift can give us the power to speak, to preach.
圣灵的恩赐给我们能够有能力去讲道。
But the fruit of the Spirit is that we can, what?行道，
但是圣灵的果子就是使到我们能够行道，就是能够。
If you only have the gift without the fruit, which means you only can 讲道 and cannot 行道。
如果你有圣灵的恩赐，而系冇圣灵的果子呢？就你 you can only preach, but you cannot practice what you preach.
Very good. I think I got the key here, you know. If I come to some difficult part, I will leave the English to her. It is the inner change of your spiritual life that will enable you to practice what you preach.
就是你内里生命的改变，使到你能够行出你所讲的。
You can see the difference of the two.
你能够看到这两者之间的分别。
And the gift will enable you to preach or to testify with your mouth.
圣灵的恩赐令到你用你的口来到传扬。
The fruit will enable you to testify for God with your whole person.
但是呢，圣灵的果子能够使到你用你整个的人来到作为神作见证。
And you can see the difference of the two.
你能够看到这两者之间是不同的。
And it's a very, very vital difference.
其中这个的不同是非常重要。
Why do people many times disillusion with the church, disillusion with the Christians?
为什么很多人对教会对基督徒感到很失望呢？
Their complaint is 基督徒能说不能行。
他们的批评呢，就是说呢， Christians can speak but they cannot do it。
Which in our Christian terms is we have gift but without the fruit。
当我们用我们基督徒的名字，就是说我们有圣灵的恩赐，但是我们没有圣灵的果子。
The gift can enable us to bear the fruit of the gospel。
圣灵的恩赐使得我们能够为主来到是结果子，结福音的果子。
But the fruit of the Spirit can enable us to becomeThe spiritual fruit.
但是圣灵的果子能够使得我们成为属灵的果子。
Now you can see the crucial difference between the two.
你看见呢，这两者之间有很大的分别。
And I have seen too many Christians, they put big emphasis on power and on gifts.
我看到很多的基督徒，他们对能力、对恩赐摆了太大的重视。
But many times they neglected the inward growth of their spiritual life.
但他们是忽略了他们内里属灵生命的长进。
Why it is sometimes when we come close to somebody, we always feel that we have received some help?
为什么很多时候你接近一个人的时候，你觉得你会得到帮助呢？
Do you have that experience?
你有没有这样的经验呢？
When you are close to somebody, a Christian,
当你是同一个基督徒接近的时候，
somehow you feel refreshing.
你觉得很得力。
You feel that he is helpful to you.
你觉得他对你很有帮助。
He may not have preached very often to you.
他可能很少是向你讲道。
But just by his life,
就是藉着他的生活。
Just by looking at him,
就是你看着他。
Just to see him the way he does things, the way he deals with people.
就是看到他怎样行事，他怎样与人相处。
The way he lives his life, he conducts himself.
他怎样来到是行事为人。
Just byBeing together with him, you feel you have received some kind of a spiritual help.
单是与他在一起，你已经觉得在灵里面得着帮助了。
Why? It is because this person, in his life, there is spiritual fruit.
为什么呢？就是在这个人的生命里面有圣灵的果子。
Somehow, this two has to have a balance.
无论怎样，这两者是必须要平衡的。
When a Christian has a balance between these two,He is having a normal Christian life, a balanced Christian life.
当人佢一个基督徒有两方面都平衡嘅时候，佢基督徒嘅生命就系正常噶啦。
We would like to look into a little further.
我哋想继续研究一下。
First, we'll talk a little bit about the gift of the Holy Spirit.
首先，我哋要讲一啲关于圣灵嘅恩赐。
And then the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
然后我哋讲到圣灵嘅果子。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
请大家打去哥林多前书第十二章。
1 Corinthians 12, we'll read from verse 4 to 11.
我们请大家读哥林多前书十二章第四节至第十一节。
1 Corinthians 12, 4 to 11.
哥林多前书十二章第四至到第十一节。
All right, let's read responsively.
请大家用体验的方式读。
Let me start from verse 4. 恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位；执事也有分别，主却是一位。功用也有分别，神却是一位，在众人里面运行一切的事。圣灵显在个人身上，是叫人得一处。这人蒙圣灵赐他智慧的言语，那人也蒙这位圣灵赐他知识的言语。又有一人蒙这位圣灵赐他信心，还有一人蒙这位圣灵赐他医病的恩赐。又叫一人能行异能，又叫一人能做先知，又叫一人能辨别诸灵，又叫一人能说方言，又叫一人能翻方言。
这一切都是这位圣灵的运行，随己意分给个人的。我们就先念到这里。
We shall stop right here.
。Here, Paul was laying down the nine major gifts of the Holy Spirit to us.
在这里保罗将九种圣灵的恩赐来到说明。
And each one of us should discover in himself what gift does the Lord have for you.
我们每一个人都应该在我们的心里面找到究竟神赐给我们什么圣灵的恩赐呢？
Every one of you have your gift.
每一个人都有你的恩赐。
And most likely, God gave us several gifts.
可能神呢是给我们有几种的恩赐。
But there's always a major one.
但是呢一定是有一个主要的恩赐。
Then you may have a few minor ones too.
可能你们有些是次要的恩赐。
For instance, a person who can preach, his major gift is preaching.
譬如一个能够讲道的人，他主要的恩赐就是讲道。
Maybe he can also sing.
可能他都能够唱歌。
Or compose.
或者他能够作曲。
Like Brother Tang.
又好像呢唐仲荣先生。
Or also he can draw horses on the blackboard.
可能他又能够呢在画马。
You see, he has several gifts.
他有几种的恩赐。
But maybe the major gift is preaching.
但可能主要的恩赐就是讲道。
A minor gift in composing.
在作曲有一个比较次要的恩赐。
And the third gift is sketching.
另外一个恩赐呢就是画画。
And so is every one of us.
同样都是对我们每个人都是一样。
God has given each one of you a gift.
神是给我们每一个人一个恩赐。
In this winter conference, we discovered many gifts.
在这个冬令会里面我们发现有很多的恩赐。
I see some brothers and sisters have the gift of administration.
有很多弟兄姊妹是有行政的恩赐。
And some of you have a gift of hospitality.
你们有一种是款待别人的恩赐。
It's all in the Bible, all in the Bible.、Huh?
这些全部都是根据圣经的。
The gift of hospitality is a very important one.
懂得怎样款待人是一个很重要的恩赐。
Especially to us, like the traveling preachers.
特别是对你传道、到处行走的传道人。
Sometimes you go to a place, you go to a home.
很多时候你去到一个地方或者进到一个家庭里面。
The brother or his wife have the gift of hospitality.
咁咧，嗰度嘅弟兄或者佢嘅妻子咧，有一个款待嘅恩赐。
You are very tired after a day of traveling.
咁你咧经过一日嘅系旅行咧，就非常疲倦。
And you arrive at this home.
咁你去到佢嘅家里边咧。
They have the soup ready for you.
咁佢哋有啲汤。
And they have a pair of slippers ready for you.
又有拖鞋为你准备。
These are small things.
呢啲系好微小嘅事。
But it's very important to a traveler.
但是对一个是行旅程的人呢是很重要。
You go to such a home, you feel, 真是感觉到宾至如归啊。
You feel really at home.
Yes. But sometimes when you go to another home,
但很多时候你去另一个家庭里面呢
you don't have the feeling of 宾至如归。
You don't have the feeling of being at home.
And you go to your room, you know, they don't have towels for you.
当你去到你的房间的时候又没有毛巾。
And you're going to preach in the evening, but in the supper they have many pepper in the dishes.
你夜晚要讲到，但是呢，佢嘅晚餐系好多嘅胡椒粉。
Every gift is important.
每一个恩赐都是重要嘅。
And now Paul is telling us the nine major gifts.
现在保罗是讲关于九种属灵的恩赐。
And we'll just go through them quickly.
那我们很快地看一看。
And then we'll go through the fruit of the Spirit quickly.
然后我们又很快地看一看圣灵的果子。
You'll get a general picture.
那我们呢就是一个概念了。
Usually all these things I'm talking this morning will take at least five sessions.
其实呢这些这样的问题呢我们需要五天来讲的。
But I have to compress everything and put them into a nutshell.
但是我要将所有的东西融贯在一起。
First, we would like to see verse 11.
是第11节。
The gift is given to each one of us by the Holy Spirit himself.
所有的恩赐都是圣灵自己赐的。
Since it is a gift, it is given to us free.
既然是恩赐，就是白白的给过我们。
It means that there is something we don't have before, but now we have it.
意思就是我们以前没有的，现在我们有了。
If Christina here, she doesn't have an eraser.
如果我呢，没有一个粉刷。
Now I give this eraser to her.
那呢，我就将这个将这个粉刷给过她。
She didn't work for it.
她并没有是 做功德来的。
She didn't have this before.
她以前是没有的。
But I give her without a price.
我是白白的给过她。
And that is why this is a gift.
所以呢，这个是一个礼物。
If he has worked and earned for it, it is no longer a gift.
如果他是要劳苦、辛苦得来的呢，就不是叫做礼物了。
And same thing with this spiritual gifts here.
同样圣灵的恩赐都是这样。
God gave us these gifts not because we worked for it.
神将这些恩赐给过我们，不是因为我们劳苦得来。
He gave them to us free.
他是白白的给过我们。
Take myself, huh?
拿我们自己做比例。
I hate to talk about myself.
王牧师说很怕说自己。
But it is the most convenient illustration.
是一个很方便的一个例证。
I never thought I can preach.
我从来都没有想